This week, WFAE has been reporting on the increasing number of eviction cases in Mecklenburg County. We've looked at reasons such as rising rents, stagnant wages, and a lack of affordable housing. We've also looked at how eviction cases play out in court. Today, Gwendolyn Glenn reports on assistance available to people facing eviction and what they need to know.
This is the busy Crisis Assistance Ministries office where people in need come for financial help with utility bills, clothing, and rent assistance. Spokeswoman Leona Humphrey says many come here at the point that their homes are about to be padlocked with their possessions placed on the sidewalk.
We just need to see documentation of what it is that they owe, their income, and other benefits that they might be receiving. And from there, our caseworkers will interview them and do an assessment and see what they qualify for and how much we might be able to help them with.
For Kizzy Anderson, that help came in the form of all but $100 of the $1,200 she needed to stay in her two-bedroom apartment after a judge ruled against her. Anderson says she fell behind on her rent when her son dropped out of college and he, his girlfriend, and their new baby moved in with her.
When they moved up here, I basically took one paycheck to get them situated and help them with their car, maternity clothes, which put me behind 1 month in my bills. My landlord was working with me, but it came to the point to where they said, you know, we've been working with you, we need you to catch up or you're going to have to move out.
When Anderson went to court, she did not have an attorney or know how to navigate the process. Most landlords have attorneys and they usually win.
When you have an attorney, the chances of success increase exponentially.
And that's attorney Jesse McCoy. He runs an eviction clinic in Durham that provides tenants with free legal advice and represents them in court.
With our program right now, for all the cases that we have represented people on, we were able to avoid an eviction judgment in 79% of those cases. Having an attorney definitely makes a huge difference in the outcome.
Charlotte does not have an eviction clinic, but legal aid is free for those below the poverty line. For a family of four, that's just above $31,000. However, legal aid is swamped. Its attorneys were only able to represent 1% of the eviction cases filed last year. Most were Section 8 renters. The most vulnerable, says Isaac Sturgill, a legal aid supervising attorney.
When they are evicted, they're not only losing their home, but they're also losing their subsidy. In most cases, being evicted through the court process is also a program violation, and then they're not able to find another home that's affordable for them.
Sturgill says they do take other cases, and to increase that, they double their housing attorney and paralegal staffs.
This time last year, we were opening something like 20 new housing cases a month. For June and July, we opened over 80 cases. We've gone from 20 cases a month this time last year to 40 a month. So we're trying to work with private attorneys in the community who provide pro bono representation to increase the private attorney involvement.
One thing that plays against renters is that the eviction process here moves relatively quickly. Some states have a 30-day notice filing requirement. It's only 10 days in North Carolina.
It can seem lightning fast, though, so it's not common for tenants to get their court papers for small claims court, possibly on a Wednesday, and then have a trial the next Monday or Tuesday.
Sturgill says many renters don't even know they can appeal. If they do appeal, they still have to make rent payments to the clerk of court. He says all renters need to know they can't withhold rent if their landlord has not made requested repairs. It's also illegal for a landlord to file an eviction against a renter if it is tied to complaints, so attorneys advise tenants to keep a paper trail of all communications with landlords. A lot of this information is available at the courthouse's self-serve center. Sturgill says they also have a partnership with Crisis Ministries to provide eviction advice.
4 days a week, we have non-attorney volunteers who will go to Crisis and will give informational presentations about tenants' rights and resources in Mecklenburg County and just explaining how the eviction process and the appeal process works. We've served over 2,000 people who have attended those presentations at Crisis.
Community Link, funded mainly by the city, is another organization that provides tenants with that kind of information. Harold Rice, the agency's chief program officer, says they also help low-income tenants pay back rent on units that pass required inspections.
If they are facing eviction and the landlord is agreeable to them remaining in the unit, we can come in and assist and pay back rent to get them stable. If not, we can perhaps relocate them to another unit. Last year, we helped nearly 60 individuals, and it could be on average anywhere between $1,500 to $3,000 in late fees and back rent and court costs.
But Rice says they have limited funds that usually run out before the end of the year, and they have to turn a lot of people away. Courtney Morton, Charlotte's Housing and Homeless Research Coordinator, says she wants to create a system where tenants and landlords can work out settlements before an eviction is filed, reducing legal and court costs for both sides.
We are advocating for ways to bring landlords and tenants together to help both parties as part of the solution and not make one or the other the bad guy in this. I think landlords are willing to take a chance and not just do business as usual. And so some of those are still initial conversations, but I'm really excited to see where some of that is going to go.
Morton says they are also lobbying for legislation that would have eviction filings and judgments expunged when a tenant is not actually evicted. That record follows them and makes it hard to get future housing. Charlotte Apartment Association officials say they support such legislation. All of these things would help, but Sturgill of Legal Aid and others say at the end of the day, it comes down to this.
Underlying all of this is the lack of affordable housing in the county, and that's something that's going to have to be really addressed and improved upon before we see the eviction rates start to drop. There's some great organizations out there that are doing the work, but need that's not being met, though.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.